The God of all history has brought us here today. The God who hung the sun and the moon and the stars on invisible hinges has brought us here today. The God who gave us rock-bound and snow-capped mountains has brought us here today. Without him, we can do nothing. And without him, we are nothing. Amen? Without him, life is like a song where the notes are off key. Without him, life is a symphony of pessimism. Without him, life is a story where the plot is missing. Thank God for God. Amen. He's in a class all by himself. If you have your personal copy this morning of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention to two scriptural sites. And the first site is Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 32. And the second site is Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. I want to thank Brother Rutledge for a splendid job in leading the hymns today. Brother Jesse Davis for a tremendous reading of the scripture. Amen. Brother Wynn for that wonderful prayer, and Brother Brandon Harris for the excellent job he continues to do in the cause and the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 32. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 32. Have that say amen. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Now I want to call your attention to the 25th chapter of the book of Proverbs and the 28th verse. Proverbs chapter 25, verse number 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Using this reading today, I want to speak to you from the subject self-control, the gift and blessing of God. Self-control, the gift and the blessing of God. The Bible tells us that God loveth a cheerful giver. And I'm convinced this morning that the Lord loves a cheerful giver because he is a cheerful giver. And as a result, the Lord loves those who are like him. But not only does he love those who are like him, he also loves his enemies. But God is in the giving business, and none of us can beat God giving. God is a great giver. In fact, he gave us the greatest gift, and that was his son. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're informed that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God gives us richly all things to enjoy. So God is in the giving business. One of his great gifts is the gift of self-control. It is really needed. All of us need a little more self-control. With self-control, the gift of self-control, we can build our lives into masterpieces of productivity and joy. Without self-control, ruin, hurt, and pain at some point are coming into our world. Amen. I'm thankful today that God gave a young man by the name of Solomon a gift of wisdom. He gave him a direct gift of wisdom. And as a result, Solomon has given us the benefit of his great wisdom and his great insight. Solomon wrote some 3,000 proverbs. He wrote 1,005 songs. And the world came to his door to hear the great wisdom and insight of Solomon. But ironically, it is unfortunate that Solomon, with all of his vaunted intellect and insight, made some serious and sad mistakes in his life. But yet we still are the beneficiaries of the great gift of wisdom. And I'm particularly thankful today for the two verses we're going to look at today. And that is in Proverbs 16:32 and 25:28. So I want to talk about in this message today, and I certainly hope it will bless and strengthen you and make you a better person, and that bring into your life the good things that God would have you to have. I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about, number one, the profound value, understanding the profound value of self-control. And secondly, I want to talk about how we can get more self-control. I do not believe anyone today would seriously argue or debate that our world in which we live is out of order and out of control. I don't think we would have much argument or debate about the fact that a lot of people are lacking in self-control. And of course, nobody can ever move down the road of healing, recovery, or salvation until they face the truth. But I'm afraid this morning, so many people are running from the truth. So many people are sidestepping the truth. So many people are hiding from the truth. So many people are looking truth in the eye and going the other way. But until we face the truth, there can be no healing for us. There can be no recovery for us. And certainly there can be no salvation for us. We have to face the truth. And perhaps Alcoholic Anonymous has a book called The 12 Steps and the 12 Traditions. And in that book, it talks about 12 steps to sobriety. And the first step perhaps really illustrates the need that we have for truth. And the first step is we had to admit that we were powerless over alcohol. And our lives had become unmanageable. You know, sometimes you have to admit, I've given away my power and my life has become unmanageable. And you see, when you face that truth, you're on the road to healing. You're on the road to recovery. You're on the road to salvation. Now, of course, Brother Jesse read so beautifully, the story of the prodigal son. He was a young man that demanded his inheritance from his father. And he went into a far country. And he spent all. Let me tell you something. When you spend all, you're out of control. Is that all right? And the Bible says that he went into a far country and he squandered his wealth in wild. He went buck wild. Wild living. Is that all right? And several things happened. And after a while, he found himself in need. Because if you spend all your money, hello, you're going to find yourself in need. Is that all right? So here's a young man who is out of control. He goes into a far country. He spends all. The economy goes bad because there was a great famine in the land. Nobody gave to him. He was singing Bobby Womack's song, Nobody Wants You When You're Down and Out. But I imagine while he was on a spending spree, all of his friends and friends he rented were there to help him dispose of his inheritance. And then the Bible says that he made a sad choice. He joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he was so hungry, he wanted to fill his stomach with the food the pigs were eating. You know, sometime you have to hit rock bottom. Sometime the pain has to be so intense before you can realize, I need to go home. Is that all right? And I'm telling you that until he faced the truth about his situation, was the only way he turned his life around. And he said, when he was in that pig pen and he saw how he had hit rock bottom, and he said, you know, it's amazing. My father has servants at home eating better than me. And here I am perishing with hunger. You see, he had to find out the hard way that he needed self-control. Sometimes we can't find out how good we have it until we lose some. Sometimes we may complain about the car we got. Oh, raggedy car until it stopped. And I tell you, a raggedy car, bet no car. Is that all right? And we complain about that sometime. Then he realized that he had made a mistake. He spent his substance in wild living. He was out of control. But he's not the only one. Look around our world today, and you see people out of control. We have drug addiction because people are out of control. We have alcohol addiction or alcoholism because people are out of control. We have sexual addiction, pornography addiction. They even got a video out called Girls Gone Wild. Won't y'all get quiet on me now? And those girls who are gone wild are out of control. Is that all right? We have gambling addiction. Some people can't stop gambling. We have spending addictions. People are spending money they don't have to impress people they don't like. Amen. Then we have eating. bringing disorders. Amen. When I sit down and eat a whole gallon of blueberry, I'm out of control. I wish I had some help here. Amen. Lord, help me to have more control. I need to control my thoughts. I need to control my feelings. I need to control my mouth. Hello, y'all. For I said something I regret. Somebody said, keep your word soft and sweet, because you never know which one you got to eat. Is that all right? That's why you have to be careful about what you say. And I have to control my behavior. It's all about self-control. You know, I'm thankful to God for the teaching technique.